Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, once again, everybody. We are back up and running on the latest edition of Gun on One. We thank you for joining us as you do each and every week. You know, when you've been in the media game for as long as I have, you meet some incredible people, athletes, front office types, trainers, coaches, and especially media people. And my guest today, I put at the top of my list that when I say I am proud to not only know him as a colleague, but a friend, I don't take that lightly, because through the years, he and I have had some great conversations. We've crossed paths occasionally on the road, and he is one of my all-time favorites, and I love him to death. Sal Palantonio from ESPN. How you doing, brother?
D-Gun, so glad to join you on 1 month to go before the NFL draft and catch up with you about the Philadelphia Eagles. But first, I got to ask you, how's those beautiful grandchildren doing? How's your grandson doing? Tell me, what's going on?
Man, I have three now and a fourth one coming in September. And here's the most difficult aspect of this. I love them to death, all of them. We spoil them to death. But my oldest daughter, who just had a daughter last July, is now expecting a son this September. So because her and her husband are both RNs, at least once or twice a week, my wife and I and my daughter and son-in-law who live with us, they help as well, we keep them overnight. Sal, let me tell you something. Those 1:30 a.m., 5:25 a.m. feedings and diaper changes, man, brother, I thought I had left that a long time ago. But see, you've got grandchildren also, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. That's great. I have four grandchildren.
Wow.
All daughters. And, you know, there's nothing better than a sleepover at Mimi and Papa's house. I love it.
Was it a natural niche for you to just start changing diapers? Or did you have to say, wait a minute, I did this a long time ago. I thought this was I'm past my prime doing this.
You know, I'm going to sound a little like, you know, like I'm in the dark ages, but you know, I do everything, but you know, everything.
Come on, Sal. Come on, man.
Everything, but I do everything. I spoil them to death. I feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, I'll read them stories to bed, but you know that I do. I draw the line right there. That's where the line, I don't go over that line, but you know, I'm like you. I spoil them to death. I do. Everything they want, they get. It's a great thing. I love it.
Man, you know.
Anyways,
what?
I just wanted to ask you how your grandchildren were doing. I know you're close to your family.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you asking, brother. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were taking a trip down memory lane about crazy moments we had traveling, covering the NFL, and in particular the Eagles. And one moment that came to mind, I don't know if you'll remember this. This was years ago. You and I were both in Charlotte about to cover the Eagles Panthers game, and it was a bright, sunny day, warm day out, and we're getting ready to do our live shots before the game, and all of a sudden, the sprinkler system came on the field. And people are like, what the heck is going on here? And Sal Pal starts calling out names of grounds crew people, tell somebody to get down here, shut this thing off now, and lo and behold, people were scrambling like the Keystone Cops. And I'll be doggone it, they got that sprinkler system shut off in a hurry. And I said, that man has not only clout, that man has power in the NFL right there. Do you remember that?
I do. You know, when you go into a stadium, first thing you got to know is the parking lot attendant's name.
Yep.
Got to know the name of his children. Got to know the security guard's name. What he likes to eat for lunch. You got to know the groundskeeper's name. I mean, in that order, to make sure that you get a good parking spot, that you can get on the field, and that they're taking care of you. And of course, everybody gets a box of donuts.
That's awesome, man. All right, let's hit the line of scrimmage here and talk a little football. We'll start with the Eagles, first of all. And, of course, this offseason, Sal, has been crazy, man. Players coming and going, moves that you didn't expect or anticipate. And you know how Philadelphia fans are. They want the Eagles to jump right in and go toe-to-toe with people. The Eagles made one big splash, getting Hassan Reddick. You know, they shored up the linebacking situation a little bit. We both know Howie's history in terms of how he likes to make a splash during free agency. Are you surprised the Eagles haven't done more in that regard?
You know, I think the Eagles, let's look at big picture. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at the big picture first. And I am not surprised that this is the course of action that they have taken. You know, they were discussing other free agents, couldn't get the deal done for whatever reason, and we can go on a case-by-case basis if you like. Mm-hmm. But for me, the bottom line is you fired your head coach, you got rid of your franchise quarterback, you had a rookie head coach with a quarterback really as a first-time, full-time starter.
Yep.
You went from 4 wins, not to 6 wins, which would have been improvement, not to 8 wins, which would have been spectacular. You went from 4 wins to being in the playoffs. Last year was a major success, in my view, for that football team, considering where they were, what they had to go through to get where they got. Mm-hmm. And I think they have a course of action now to continue that plan. And I like where the team is overall, big picture. I think they have to improve 2 specific areas and begun to improve them. Mm-hmm. Number one, their pass defense must be more productive and ferocious. And, you know, in the end of the game, especially,
yep,
as we have seen, especially in the critical moments, they have to be able to get to the quarterback and disrupt the passing game. And on the offensive side, Jalen Hurts must become a better passer of the football. Everybody recognizes that, beginning with the guy who wears the number one jersey and Shane Steichen and the head coach and everybody. So whatever they're going to do with these 3 picks in the draft, they must address both of those things. The Eagles, since 1933, they've been in business.
Yep.
I've never had 3 picks in the first round. Never. This is the first time, D-Gun, and I know you know that. Now, whether they pick 3 times or not, they have the ammunition to get much better on both sides of the ball in those 2 specific areas.
I've said time and time again, Sal, on a number of platforms, when it pertains to those 3 picks, if the Eagles keep them and draft where they're drafting, 15, 16, 19, I think it's imperative that at least 2 of those picks become immediate starters for this team. At least 2, and a 3rd one has to be a significant contributor.
What starters? I'm interested in your point.
Okay.
So specifically, what starters, what spots on the team are you looking to take somebody off the field and put somebody on?
I think you need to get another corner to complement Darius Slay. And I still think that they could use some more help either at linebacker or edge rushing situation. It's okay now. They re-signed Derek Barnett. Okay. Brandon Graham is coming off a major injury for a guy who's 33 years old, a ruptured Achilles. You know, we're assuming he's going to come back at full strength. I still think they could use some more
help. You would know that better than anybody. You would know that better than anybody. What do you got?
I don't know what to tell you, Sal. I don't. And I do think they need another pass catcher, another legit pass catcher. I honestly do.
Let's talk about the corner, because I agree with you.
Okay.
We know that Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, was near the bottom of the league in blitzing.
Yes. Yes.
We don't think that he's really going to change his focus or approach that much, although I think they will blitz more this year, because I think they learned their lesson that they have to in certain situations, especially on 3rd and short late in the game where they were very bad at blitzing. You know, everybody says, let's blitz percentage, this, that, and the other thing. Look at the specifics When did they blitz effectively? When did they blitz ineffectively? How much did they blitz late in the game on third down? Not very much and not very effectively. So I think they're going to have to increase that. And in order to do that, you got to have another corner. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. So they could go after Gilmore, Stephon Gilmore, who's still out there. That would be a free agent splash late in the game that I think people would be impressed with. Now, Gilmore is like a lot of other guys in free agency that we have seen this year. We have seen guys go to teams that are already ready made to make a run deep in the playoffs or have made the playoffs and have that quote unquote quarterback who's the guy, right?
Right.
So Davante Adams goes to play with his buddy in Las Vegas. Tyreek Hill, he says, listen, I saw Patrick Mahomes get $250 million. I know you can't pay me. I'm going to go to Miami. I got family in Florida. They got no income tax. I'm going to be happy in South Florida. I'm going there. You know, so there's so much money out there.
Yeah.
Guys want to get paid, but they also want to have the situation where the quarterbacks are getting guaranteed money and going where they want to go. Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Mahomes, you're seeing it all, Brady. So to me, you have to be able to compete on that level if you want to get the big, big names in free agency. And that's why I think the Eagles, in competing with for some of these guys, didn't get the players that they wanted.
Do you think this is going to hurt them? And I know Howie talks about this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. But do you think that that hurt them in a lot of ways in terms of there are a lot of big-name free agents out there. They're still a little bit hesitant about this rookie head coach, Nick Sirianni, the inconsistency of Jalen Hurts. Do you think that's why they shied away? Do you think it just came down to money?
I think it came a lot down to money. I think, you know, listen, Derek, you know, you have an opportunity to go work for CNN.
Yeah.
Or you got an opportunity to go to Harvard.
Yep.
You go play with Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
You know, you go play with in Las Vegas. You go play in South Beach. Philadelphia is still a great destination. The fan base is great. The Eagles pay big time. They've always paid big time for big time players. It's still a destination, but now you're competing in a different realm right now in the National Football League. So getting back to the draft.
Yeah.
I don't think they should take all three picks. I think that what they should do, in my opinion, package 15 and 19 or 16 and 19 and move up to get a blue chip player in the first round. I don't know who they have targeted, but that's what I think that they should do. Either an edge rusher. I don't think there's a wide receiver worth going up to get.
Okay.
Or stay at 15, take the best edge rusher, trade out of 16, and then at 19, take the best available wide receiver. I don't think they should pick three times in the first round. I think from a salary cap standpoint, I think it'll be hard. I think you're better off focusing on two blue chip players, using another pick to gain a first round pick in 2023. I think Howie's right. It is a marathon, for sure.
You know, and there's been a lot of talk about the possibility of Howie trying to move one of those picks to 2023. If Jalen Hurts doesn't work out in 2022, then hopefully that pick in 2023 will be high enough where they could pursue their next franchise quarterback, which is a crapshoot, as we know. When we look at the history of when we look at the history of quarterbacks being drafted in the first round, we know it's a crapshoot. But is that a good strategy, business strategy?
Well, you know, there's 18 teams right now in the National Football League who have not won a playoff game in the last three seasons. So you have a league of haves and have-nots. 18 teams have not won a playoff game in the last three seasons. Four of the 18 are in the NFC East.
Wow.
All four of the NFC East teams have not won a playoff game in the last 3 years. You're talking about major fan bases in major markets, New York, Washington, Dallas, Philadelphia. Eagles fans are not going to sit around forever. They've already done that, been there, done that, and wait for this team to put on a field on the field a team that's going to win a playoff game and go deep into the playoffs. And a lot of people are wondering if Jalen Hurts can deliver that. I mean, they made the playoffs last year, and people always say, well, they played some poor quarterbacks down the stretch, and that's why they got in. They played some weak teams that had some weak quarterback play. You know, I always told my kids, just beat who's on the schedule.
That's right.
Whatever they were playing, field hockey, tennis, golf, just beat who's on the schedule and don't worry about whether this guy's good or this guy's bad. You worry about your own game. And I like that approach about Jalen Hurts. People say, well, you know, he didn't play very well against Tampa in the wild card game. I mean, stop already. He was playing on the road in his first playoff game with a rookie head coach against arguably the best defensive mind of the last 5-10 years in Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Coming off a Super Bowl victory. And oh, by the way, the other guy playing quarterback is the best player of all time in the NFL. And I always contend this, D-Gun. Correct me if I'm wrong or you disagree with me. If Jalen Reagor does not drop that punt.
I agree. I agree with you. I'm not saying.
If Jalen Reagor doesn't drop. I mean, they were getting to Brady. The offense was coming along. And Jalen Hurts. Oh, and oh, by the way, footnote. He was playing on an ankle that needed to be surgically repaired right after the game. So everybody wants to jump all over Jalen Hurts. Stop. Playing against Todd Bowles, Tom Brady on the road, first playoff game on a bad ankle, and he had a punt returner that dropped the punt, which in my view was the turning point of the football game.
This fan base and the media base in the Philadelphia region it's like the North versus the South. You're either on one side of the fence with Jalen Hurts or the other side. There is no gray area with Jalen Hurts. And this young man has had to endure a lot since last year. The rumors about another quarterback coming in, them bringing in Deshaun Watson, Gardner Minshew finally comes in. People are high on him 1 week, low on him the next week. Now he's coming back for year two. From Jeffrey Lurie to Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, they have all openly stated, we are committed to Jalen Hurts in 2022.
But he has to get better. Listen,
can he get better? See, that's what I want to ask you. I've said he's a great athlete playing quarterback. Can he refine his game to the point where he can become that next level quarterback?
Okay, what has to happen in order for that to happen, in your view? Here's my view. I'll tell you what my view is.
Okay.
One, they need to get a big body wide receiver who can play in the slot, D-Gun.
Yes.
Get himself open by himself. You know, we always talk about in basketball. Can he get open and take his own shot without five picks, you know, without somebody setting a pick for him? Can he get open and take a shot? I want a wide receiver who can get open, catch the football reliably.
Yep.
Right? And I also want a running back who's going to stay on the field and be the run-pass option to whatever Jalen Hurts is going to do, a real threat to run the football. There are a couple of running backs in this draft, by the way, that I really, really like for this football team. And the kid out of Iowa State is tremendous.
Yeah.
I think he would look great in an Eagles uniform. People will say, well, you have Boston Scott and Miles Sanders. You can't have enough, as we found out so many times. Especially with this offense and this quarterback. So, one, I want another running back. Two, I definitely want a big body wide receiver. No question. I want DJ Metcalf on this football team.
Sure.
Yeah, they had a chance to get him. I want Jefferson on this football team, but we didn't get those guys in Philadelphia. So, that's the kind of guy who can line up in the slot. Juju Smith-Schuster would have been great. I was promoting him from the beginning. It just was like, you know, hey, you want to go play in Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? Yeah. They were in the championship game the last 3 years yep. at home. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I do.
I want to see this young man get better with his accuracy, reading defenses, and not being too skittish and stepping up the run too soon, leaving the pocket too soon. And those are all fixable things. But can he do it? Well, as we sit here today, it's a wait-and-see issue. We can talk about it all we want, but we don't know if he has that capability. Now, he's working out with people that can help, that are hopefully helping him get better, but then it falls back on him. When he steps in that huddle, when the bullets are flying for real, how much will he improve to make that offense that much better to me in those areas? Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, I do. He drops okay. his eyes too quickly and takes off too quickly, for sure. But you got to remember, he's in an RPO offense.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so can he improve? I think that he can. The Eagles are obviously invested in that idea and have they're all in the idea that Jalen Hurts can improve. Now, there's a lot of things that conspired to put them in that situation. Russell Wilson was not coming here. He wanted to go to Denver. If it's me and I'm the GM, I am not giving Deshaun Watson a 5-year guaranteed contract. I don't care. So that was no good. That's a non-starter. Russell Wilson, if he wanted to come here, I would have traded for Russell Wilson. But he clearly wanted to go Denver. Deshaun Watson, non-starter. What were your other options?
Yeah. Andy Dalton.
No. Mitch Trubisky.
Jameis Winston. Seriously?
No, man. I mean, you don't want to laugh at these guys, but they're not the option. I mean,
right.
You know, I like Jameis Winston. I've always liked Jameis Winston. I think he's a pretty tough guy, and he bounces back from adversity, and he's had a lot of adversity. I'm talking about interceptions in his
career. Sure.
And he's coming off a major knee injury. So this is the best option that they have. And they have to invest the time, the money, the energy, the blood, sweat, and tears into making Jalen Hurts the best quarterback he can be. He's in year two as a full-time starter.
Yep.
You know, and you listen to guys like Mike Lombardi, who always say, you know, it's 20 starts. That's what you want to see. And he's about there. He's about number 20, right? 4 plus 17.
Yep.
Plus in the playoff game. So it's really time for him to get better. But, you know, I'm going to say this right now on your podcast.
Okay.
Eagles will win the division in 2022.
And I can't disagree with you because I think it's wide open. Carson Wentz in Washington. Dallas has lost Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson, Lyle Collins, and a few other players. The Giants are a mess. I don't even include the Giants in the picture.
Eagles are going to win a division. I think they got 11 or 12 wins, and that's – you look at their home team, the teams they're playing at home.
Yep.
Green Bay, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Dallas, Washington, and New York. You know, you always look at the away games. They can beat the Bears away. They can beat the Lions. They can definitely beat the Colts. They have Matt Ryan's number. They always have. They'll beat Houston in Houston. Arizona will be tough in Arizona. Dallas is always tough in Dallas. Washington is always, you know, a three-point game in Washington. Doesn't matter who's playing. And they beat the Giants. So I think there's 11 or 12 wins on this schedule to me.
I agree with you 100%. All right, I want to hit you on a few national topics because I told you I wouldn't keep you long today. And I want to start with what went down in free agency in a lot of ways. Did you ever think the money would balloon the way it did for wide receivers that were either traded or cashed in big time in free agency?
Well, you're talking about two outliers. First, Tyreek Hill. Double-digit touchdowns, triple-digit catches, over 1,000 yards. I mean, if you're starting a football team other than quarterback, you're starting with Tyreek Hill. There's not a lot of guys walking around with 4.29 speed.
Sorry.
How did they beat San Francisco in the Super Bowl? Tyreek Hill was open. in the deep middle of the field. Mahomes threw him the football, set them up for the game-winning touchdown. How do they beat Buffalo in overtime? Tyreek Hill. How does they avoid double teams on Travis Kelce all the time? Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is worth every penny. And I'm always of the belief that players should get as much as they possibly can when they can get it.
Yeah.
So they are paying $250 million to Mahomes. It's a mathematical problem. Andy Reid said that as much at the owners' meetings this week down in Palm Beach. It was a mathematical problem. They just couldn't pay him. So I see why they had to get rid of him, trade him, because they couldn't pay him. And I can see why Miami paid big to get him.
Yeah.
Adams, it's clear Adams wanted to go play with Derek Carr. And, again, they're paying $250 million to Aaron Rodgers. It's a mathematical issue. And these quarterbacks are getting guaranteed money. It's the LeBronification of the NFL, right? The big stars want to create their own fate, and they want to get paid guaranteed money. Brady, hey, I want to go to Tampa. I want to build a team in my image during a pandemic in 9 months, and we're going to win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers looked at that and said, hey, I want to control my own destiny. Russell Wilson looked at that and said, I want to control my own destiny. Deshaun Watson looked at that and said, I want to control my own destiny. I want to get guaranteed money. I want to go where I want to go and play with who I want to play with. Odell Beckham Jr. Rams don't win the Super Bowl without Odell Beckham Jr. last year. Mm-hmm. Down the stretch. And you saw what happened to that Rams offense when he came off the field in the Super Bowl. I can see why the Rams want him back. So you got to have both, and it's really hard to do. Now, they have Jalen Hurts in a rookie contract, as far as the Eagles are concerned. They got a small window that's open to get this right with Jalen Hurts, I think, Giga. Don't you?
I agree with you 100%. You were mentioning Russell Wilson a few moments ago. So Russell Wilson goes to Denver. And all of a sudden, the AFC West becomes an arms race. And when you look at the wealth of quarterbacks in that division, I think that is the division to watch in 2022. When you look at the players, not, beyond the quarterbacks, but players in general that have now gravitated towards that division.
And it's really funny. I agree with you. Of course, people are going to be looking at it. But the AFC has been loaded for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yes. Yes.
How come the NFC's won the last 2 Super Bowls?
It's mind-blowing.
And I'll tell you why. Very simple. The Chiefs did not protect Patrick Mahomes against the Bucs. He was running around like crazy. Remember, they couldn't protect him. The Cincinnati Bengals could not protect Joe Burrow. He was sacked 7 times, 70 overall. Still only lost the game by 3 points. Amazingly courageous performance. Mm-hmm. Last 2 Super Bowls, teams have figured out, and it's a copycat league, if you can rush the quarterback, get to the quarterback, you can win the critical games down the stretch. So, yeah, you got load. Everybody's loaded up. Denver's loaded up. Chargers are loaded up. Raiders are loaded up. Kansas City is. But if you don't protect these quarterbacks in these playoff games where you are facing a superior defensive coordinator and a superior defensive line, Buffalo went out and got Von Miller. Why?
Yeah.
It's like, add Von Miller, add water, you win a Super Bowl. So you just got to get after the quarterback. And I think that is the reason why teams are loaded up. If you look at the number of – I wrote down the list. Look at all the defensive linemen and edge rushers that were signed this year, right? So many of them. You go down the list, it's unbelievable. And that's why I think the Eagles have to load up on a pass rusher, and they've got to get after the quarterback much more than they did last year. You can't be 29th in the league in sacks and win a Super Bowl.
No. Hey, you surprised Deshaun Watson. 2 questions in 1. Are you surprised that Deshaun Watson ended up in Cleveland, first of all? And secondly, do you think he'll miss some games in 2022?
Oh, those are tough questions. Yeah. So I don't know about the second one at all. Okay. And I really don't want to venture there because it would be just speculation.
Okay.
You know, I think the first one is, yes, I was surprised. But it looks like Cleveland was really the only one that wanted to give him 5 years guaranteed. And I know there are a lot of other owners that are not very happy about that. 5 years guaranteed is for a quarterback who hasn't played in a year. You know, that's a lot of money guaranteed to one player at a position where they get hurt all the time.
Mm. Hey, your thoughts on the recently modified rule for overtime in the playoffs that now both teams will get at least one possession in overtime.
Yeah, I could see why they wanted to get it done. Listen, I saw what Sean McDermott said. Well, that's the fair thing to do. Well, sure. D-Gun, life's not fair. No. Football, certainly not fair.
No.
A, and B, what is the NFL? The NFL is the ultimate entertainment product. Highest ratings they've had in years last year.
Yep.
We called it the greatest game ever played. Cincinnati at Kansas City. I was there. Walk-off touchdown pass, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce in the end zone. One of the greatest pass and catches I've ever seen, especially as a walk-off. So much drama. Dramatic ending for both teams.
Yeah.
Now, the dramatic ending is gone. Now the other team gets a chance to get the football. It's like, you know, football's entertainment. It's like Star Wars. It's after Luke Skywalker destroys the Death Star, you say, uh-oh, time out. We're going to give Darth Vader the ball one more time. Yeah. We're going to give Darth Vader a shot to win it. No. Sudden death, I think, is what's really fascinating and entertaining to people.
Yes.
So I disagree with it. I would have kept it the way it was. You just played the greatest game of all time under the old rules. Why would you change it? Doesn't make any sense.
I can't agree with you more. I agree.
From an entertainment standpoint. Don't give Darth Vader the ball back.
I like that. I may use that one. I'll give you credit, but I may use that one in the future.
Yeah, you know, whatever you want to do, D-Gun, I'm on your show. But, you know, Luke Skywalker destroyed the Death Star. What are we going to give Darth Vader a shot to go after him after the movie? No, the movie's over.
I love
it,
man.
The greatest ending in the history of movies. The movie's over.
All right, final topic. And it's a touchy subject. It has been for quite some time. The NFL has just mandated that all 32 teams must now hire a female or a minority for an offensive position. So now the league is strong-arming teams because the teams, in a lot of ways, didn't do it on their own since the Rooney Rule was implemented back in 2003. Are you surprised that as we sit here in 2022, that the league had to take such a drastic measure to get teams to be more in tune with diversity in their game?
You know, I feel very strongly about this.
Okay.
It should have happened a long time ago. I don't know what the league has been waiting for. This is an issue that has been, you know, not even bubbling underneath the surface. It's been on the surface for years. It took a African-American head coach to sue the NFL?
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Flores had to file a lawsuit? I mean, come on, man. I mean, why isn't Eric Bieniemy hired? Why isn't my friend Louis Riddick a general manager? I'm just blown away by that. Why, in the NFL, where you have such a high percentage of players who are African-American,
right,
especially on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't understand why the league waited this long to make this happen. Now you will have, I mean, Deuce Daly, our good friend. Come on, Deuce Daly. Deuce Daly should be a head coach, no question. Eric Bieniemy, head coach, no question. about it. And that's George Edwards in Dallas. Why isn't George Edwards a defensive coordinator? I don't get it. Mm. There's a lot of them that have been passed over. And I'm glad the league did that. And you know what? There's so much money out there, D-Gun. It's not going to hurt these teams at all. It's going to help them. I think it's going to help them.
All right. There you have it from the man himself, Sal Palantonio. You know I love you like a brother. I can't thank you enough for taking time to talk to me today on Gun on One, man. And as you know, I'm going to hit you up down the road, whether it's after the draft, season, you know I'm going to hit you up sooner or later.
What's the one thing I said that you think was important for us to remember? What's the that comes out of this conversation for for this Eagle season? The one thing that we said in this conversation that you think, okay, this is the one thing we want to make sure happens for, let's talk just Philadelphia Eagles in your view.
That the Eagles continue on the right path. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And to get the right components around Jalen Hurts to make not just him, but this team that much better in 2022.
Okay.
What would you say?
I would agree with you 100%. I don't know if he's going to get better, but
right.
The ball is definitely going to be in his court and for Nick Sirianni. Remember, Ray Rhodes made the playoffs first year.
Yep.
Chip Kelly made the playoffs first year.
That's right.
Nick Sirianni made the playoffs first year. The reason why that wasn't sustained had a lot to do with the quarterback play after that.
Yes.
So in order for them to sustain it, the quarterback play must get better, and that's on everybody. The entire offense, the front office, the coaching staff, and Jalen Hurts. So 100%, I agree with you. I think the number one thing is this team went from winning 4 games to the playoffs. If they had won 6, people would have been happy. 8, they would have been jubilant. They went to the playoffs in the first year with a first-time starter and a rookie head coach the year after. And it's still the pandemic was going on. It's a tremendous accomplishment. And so they just have to build off of that. But they can't be intractable and stubborn in their approach. And I'm talking directly about Jonathan Gannon. Jonathan Gannon, in my view, must be more flexible in how he calls defenses and utilizes his personnel. Don't tell me you're afraid to blitz because you don't have the right corners. Not everybody's got 2 great corners.
That's right.
In fact, most teams don't even have any, and they still blitz. So they got to get after the quarterback, and they got to get better quarterback play. And I think you look at who they play this year, I'd be shocked if they don't win the division this year. Shocked.
I'm going to mark it down. Sal Palantonio said at least 11 wins for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2022. Hey, next time you're down at the NovaCare Complex, tell the front office you want a one-on-one behind closed doors with Jonathan Gannon so that you can state your case on how he can make that defense that much better.
Beautiful. Love it. Next time I'm down at the NovaCare Complex, why don't we see each other on the field, hang out, and we'll talk birds.
That's right. I love it, man. All right. Hey, man, that's going to do it. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on the latest edition of Gun on One. I can't thank my special guest, Sal Palantonio from ESPN enough for being a part of it. As I tell you guys each and every week, hey, stay blessed out there, but more importantly, try to be a blessing to each and every person you encounter. Until next time, I'm Derek Gunn. So long, everybody.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.